Time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
I do. Miles Teller just set the bar extremely high for holiday gifts. The actor surprised his wife, Kaylee, with a replica of her wedding dress that was destroyed when their Pacific Palisades home burned in the LA wildfires earlier this year.
It's my wedding dress?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
No.
Of course she started crying. Oh my goodness. Avatar Fire and Ash is the number one movie in North America for a second weekend, earning an additional $64 million. Number two was Zootopia 2 at $20 million, followed by Marty Supreme at number three, The Housemaid, and Anaconda rounding out the top five. John Legend celebrated turning 47 in the messiest way possible. Instead of a fancy dinner, he and Chrissy Teigen took their four kids to New York City's SLUMU Institute, where getting absolutely covered in slime is the whole point. Don't they have one of those in Branson? Yeah, you can do it too. Harry Styles just gave fans a surprise, y'all, they were not expecting. He quietly released a new clip of Forever Forever, an instrumental that he debuted at his final Love on Tour show in Italy back in 2023. The video is basically a love letter to fans. That sounds familiar. Former Little House on the Prairie co-stars Melissa Gilbert and Melissa Sue Anderson reunited for a rare photo together after an off-Broadway play this weekend. Gilbert and Anderson played sisters Laura and Mary Ingalls, and they didn't get on that well during the show's run, but she says they've reunited in a much stronger friendship. Well, that's nice. Regina King is opening up about how she honors her son, Ian, after his death back in 2022.
For me, if I wasn't sad, that's a part of how I honor Ian. That's just how much he means. Him not being here in the physical, that is, I mean, it's a hole that is always there. How do I choose to fill it? And I choose to fill it by honoring all that he is and honoring the sadness and leaning into the tears. Grief is love that has no place to go.
Grief is love that has no place to go. That is Regina King. And French screen icon and renowned animal rights activist Brigitte Bardot has died at the age of 91. Got a dirt alert for you. Oh my. More than 140,000 people have signed a change.org petition demanding that scenes cut from the fifth and final season of Stranger Things be released. Apparently, fans are not happy with this season. Okay. And a Kardashian alert. I'm so sorry. So cameras caught a brutally real moment for Kim Kardashian when she learned she failed the California bar exam. And of course, she broke down.
I'm actually nervous right now. I never get
it. Obviously, this
is crazy.
Do you
want a shot of tequila?
No. Should I?
Oh, you have your dad's notebook.
Yep. It's 5 o'clock. I didn't make it.
How do you know?
How do you know?
It says fail.
No.
It's okay. I figured that.
Oh, she figured it? Oh, that's kind of sad. I mean, in a Kardashian kind of way. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Yeah, and I'm going to say it every time, y'all.